Just total surrender. That's the way it's got to be. Eastgate Christian Center, we put no limits on the Holy Spirit. Let Him do what He wants to do. The same within your own life. That's the way it's got to be. No limits. Don't put limits on God. Don't put limits on the Holy Spirit for working in your life. This week's been unbelievable. When the devil starts messing with my family and my dad, man, oh, I get angry. I get stirred up. He wants a fight, let's go. Long as I have the whole armor of God, I'll take him on. That's what it takes, is the whole armor of God. If my defenses are down, if the word isn't in here, he's going to do everything he can to kill, steal, and destroy everything that's in my path, my family's path, my friends, my coworkers. That's what he's out to do. And last weekend, we spent a weekend with my dad, which will be turning 85 years old in a few days. But you know what the devil's been telling him? He wants to go home to be with mom. Being married over 50 years, he's at a point in his life, nothing else matters. He has plenty of money. He's got plenty of everything. But he still wants that companionship. And he misses mom so bad that he just tells me, I want to go. I want to go be with mom. I want to go be with your mom. Not thinking he has grandchildren. He's got children left. But you know what keeps my dad going? This is the key right here. He devours this thing. He devours the word. And that keeps him going. He knows the enemy's attacks. But he gets so much of this word stored in his heart. He doesn't go out, do things. He doesn't socialize. But he reads the word. And he keeps encouraged by the word. Right now, we're going to watch a video. It's called Jesus Meets Satan. And it was just so powerful. Of how did Jesus defeat Satan? Well, let's watch this and find out. That's right. So that's how we have to get victory. And just this week, too, I had an experience that I was told I was going to get really chewed out by the boss. Before I went to work, I got a call from our mechanic because I had an issue with my van that the brakes were going out. So we made an executive decision because of my safety to get them taken care of. So we bypassed the boss. So mechanic calls me up in the morning and said, be prepared. You didn't go through the boss. So I was in my mind praying. So I pull up, said, okay, Lord, clam his mouth. I don't need it. Not a good way to start the morning. You can do, because you just have to understand, no. So I went in there, perfect peace. So was that coincidence? No, that was an answer to my little prayer. But that was big to me. So my day went very smooth. But there's things that come our way that if it wasn't for the word flowing in our thoughts and our mind and our heart, what are we going to turn to? And then another situation was this weekend, we went to visit my daughter and her husband. We got shot for 2 hours on questions of what do we believe in? Am I just walking a fairy tale? Can you prove your Christianity when you get questions like, how could there be evil in heaven and an angel come against God? Or questions about the flood, questions about your belief. It was tough. I really had to search my heart. And actually, the person asking was just kind of testing us, which was good, to where it boils down to your individual relationship that you have with Jesus. Nobody can take your relationship away from God. Because I've said it before, how many of you have been healed of something? Or how many of you have had an answer to prayer? I'm not going to deny anything that God has done for me. So nobody can take that away from you. But I want to look at just one scripture today. Hebrews 4:12. Wrap it all up. Right here. For the word that God speaks, and we sing about this, is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life and the immortal spirit, and of the joints and marrow of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of my heart. And if we aren't, if I don't open myself up to the word, then I can never see where I need change. So we have to open up our hearts and let the word examine us. And not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked, defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And I was going to ask you a question. How many of you read your Bible every day? Not me. We have a Bible study every Wednesday night. Every person in our Bible study group, I've seen changes in their lives. But I know what happens to me if I miss, if I go a week, let's say, without devotion, reading a scripture, boy, that enemy takes a hold of me and my thoughts and just starts pulling on me every which way. So we all know our limits and how far we can go. But to be on the safe side, if I'm going to fight the devil every day, I got to be prepared. And I have a lot of times a problem with even remembering a scripture after I read it. So I really got to keep up on it and put that word in my heart. Now, there's going to be a time where your faith is going to be challenged, whether by somebody that doesn't believe, or you're going to be challenged by sickness, you're going to be challenged by a problem that comes up in your life or in your family. How are you going to handle that? But we have to stand on the word. So then the thing that happened with Chad made me even more angry at the devil. And made me want to search scriptures more. And challenge my own life, my own heart, because I've been there at that point. I remember a time driving, and I used to deliver seed corn and popcorn all over. And I had thoughts, oh, just drive over the bridge. Simple. Then you'll be done. All your problems will go away. Ann even had an experience this past week with something put in her head. Why don't you just fall down the steps? Wasn't that? Where'd that come from? See what we're fighting against? It's a war. It's not a game, but it's a war. And if we're going into war, we got to be prepared. And it's putting on the word. And I've seen it with my dad, because he's been hit. Even though he's had the greatest, you know, spiritual journey of his life. There's people that we wonder, why did they do this? Why did they do that? And you think they're spiritual. Because they're attacked just like anybody else. So I just want to get that across to you. I can't stress it enough how important the word is. Whether you get it from your phone, now there's many, many ways to keep feeding you. And I compare it to food. You wouldn't go without food. Your body needs it. And nourishment. What about the spiritual man? The spiritual woman? Our spiritual lives have to be fed. You're not, and with food just doesn't come and fly in your mouth. You have to get it. You have to take it in. The same with the Word of God. We have to take it in. Individually, we can't depend on somebody else for your salvation. That's why, like, if a church loses a pastor, half the church leave. What's that tell you? You're looking too much into worshiping a man. You're looking too much at some person. The main person is Jesus. He's our example. He's the one to follow. And we have to get our roots deep in the Word of God to keep us from falling. We are going to fall. We are going to make mistakes. But we always have that advocate to fall on, Jesus, which takes all of our sin. All right. So I just went in and leave that with you. That we're going to fight. We're going to have our battles. But we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and get that word in you, because that's what's going to make you stronger. All right? Let me pray. We'll close with that. We have victory in Jesus. Lord, if just thank you for opening up our eyes to things that we can't see, we can't understand sometimes. But you answer our prayers. You heal our bodies. You touch other people's lives that are disaster. So I give you glory. I pray that you just touch every person here, that your spirit goes forth and ministers to them every day. And let us open up our hearts that we will receive what you have for us. So I give you all the glory, give you all the praise. Go with us today, tomorrow, and let your love pour out, your mercy on all of our lives. We give you the glory for it. And everybody said,